Blog Talk Radio.
The name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and pick you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
Yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
You,
get ready to say all is well.
Yeah.
God bless you tonight. On into 2024, God got a blessing with your name on it. I want to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you and you. Mary Hawkins, give me a call. Pearl, give me a call. And those that ain't on the line, I'm asking the Spirit to tell you to call. Them that are on the line, go get their blessing. What I want to say to you tonight, all is well. I want to say to you tonight, God has brought us together one more time. Ashe, our ancestors that gave us music, our ancestors that gave us intelligence, gave us art, gave us education, gave us knowledge and wisdom. Ashe, our ancestors. East, west, north, and south. I got a word for you. I'm praying for you. Sister Miriam, thank you. My prophecy for 2024, we're 23. My prophecy for 19, my prophecy for 2023, you have that. But I got my prophecy for 1924. And the prophecy for 2024, that things, floods and storms going to happen. Solar flares, people that are melanated. You got, if you melanate, I mean that you're black, a great energy going to enter you through your muscle doors. A lot of chemtrails been going on. And these chemtrails is blocking us from the knowledge that we need. I share our ancestors. God has brought us together, east, west, north, and south. Brought us together for a time of healing and deliverance. I want to say that you tonight. God brought us together one more time. And he brought us together one more time. And there's no accident on the air tonight. Now it's Christmas. Jesus is going to see you one more time. I say Dr. Martin to see you. I say all your ancestors. I don't know the name, but I feel it. More time, one more time. God can set it together. One more time. The last song is coming from the church. Father God, God, the living one, God, the most holy, divine God, God of into in the folks. Bless our family. We ask you to bless our young folks. God, we ask you to heal those that need healing. God, we ask you to bless those that are false up, those that are mixed up. Those that don't dope and drugs and have no hope. We ask you to check them. God of the universe, God of all creation, I call to you tonight. Check every listener. Open every ear. Open every eye. I'm calling on you and you to take a stand with God. I pray. I say, it's time for you to walk through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm praying for your mother, sister, brother, husband, wife, family. I'm praying for you tonight that don't know what's going on. False up and messed up. But I'm praying tonight that
praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore.
I'm praying that God will do something special. Take you out of the dome. Take you out of the city. I want to pray special for those that crossed up and missed up. One more time. I say, one more time. I say, one more time.
One more time.
God bless you tonight.
I'm so glad you're my personal chauffeur.
I'm your bodyguard.
This year,
right.
This year we're talking about 2024, what's going to be happening. There are going to be storms and floods, but also will be a knowledge of wisdom coming out. And I'm just glad to be letting you know that I have the prophecy. I'm going to be giving them out.
That's it. We're going to have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please. Come on. A little baby, please.
Bye.
Any man with a swollen prostate, do not drink water. Did you know that prostate problems have nothing to do with the prostate itself, but with something disturbing that your swollen prostate and the clogged up sink have in common? Here's the problem: no matter what type of medication you take or what treatments you try, you're only treating the symptoms, not the real root cause. Listen, eventually it will get harder and harder to use the bathroom, leaving you feeling very uncomfortable and less social. This is when your family starts wondering if you're able to take care of yourself, and next thing you know, you're being sent off to the old folks' home. Luckily for you, there's now a solution. Top scientists from Harvard University made a shocking discovery while researching a little-known area of the bladder. These award-winning scientists were shocked to discover that all prostate issues stem from one single root cause. Most importantly, they revealed a powerful prostate health solution that you can start using tonight, that is now clinically proven to restore your prostate back to normal, regardless of your age or current condition. In fact, 70-year-old patients that were completely dependent on their medication for over 7 years now pee like a teenager, sleep like a baby, and have the endurance of a real man again. I urge you to stop what you're doing and tap the blue, learn more, button below right now to watch a free special video that will show you how to naturally restore your prostate. And remember, you won't need a doctor or have to spend hundreds of dollars, as this is something you can effortlessly do from home. More than 119,000 men of all ages are already doing this 10-second solution and can finally pee effortlessly again. Just imagine, no more irritation or discomfort, no more struggling to use the restroom, and best of all, you'll finally be able to enjoy doing all the things you love to do. However, the billion-dollar pharmaceutical industry has already removed this special presentation from the internet twice before in a desperate attempt to protect their profits. So it's uncertain how long the information will remain available this time. Tap the Learn More button below before it's too late.
Want to upgrade but still paying off your locked phone? Break free from three-year device contracts. Switch to T-Mobile and we'll pay off your locked phone. And upgrade you to a new Google Pixel 8 or Pixel 8 Pro on us.
there's more to a Twix.
To work hard too, so I use my Freedom Unlimited card. I earn all my favorite soup. Got it. Earn big with Chase Freedom Unlimited. How do you cash back? Chase, make more of what's yours.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, anyhow. We God for you in Detroit. We God for you in Chicago. Arkansas, Mississippi. Mama Joe, I'm praying for you tonight. God bless you.